Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 9, the verses 35 to 41. John 9, 35 to 41. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, "What? Are we blind too?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." I want to reflect with you today on the theme, seeing with the soul, or and not being able to see. Seeing with the soul, or and not being able to see. In John 9, there is a story where Jesus healed a man who was born blind. The Pharisees were having trouble understanding this amazing act of healing and had difficulty accepting it as divine power. Even though they saw the restoration of physical vision with their own eyes, they could not see its spiritual significance because of their blindness to faith in God. My dear friends, this text asks us to think about whether we really see spiritual things clearly or not. It challenges us to check if we are open-minded enough to recognize when God is doing something, even if it is different from what we expected. Sometimes our own ideas and thoughts can stop us from seeing how God changes things for the better. Two questions for reflection. What parts of our lives do we not see spiritually? How does this make it hard for us to notice and enjoy the good things God is doing in us? Number two, how can we be more open and humble to see God in unexpected situations? What can we do to become more aware of how He works in our lives? Our dear Father in heaven, dear God, please help us to see that you are always with us and involved in our lives. Help us to understand your truth by being open-minded instead of stuck on old ideas or prejudices we might have. Please guide us to be humble so we can learn from any situation and find wisdom through you. We want to follow your teachings forevermore, Lord Jesus Christ. And in your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.